This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report finds big hospital systems in Colorado don't adequately tell consumers about their rights and whether they're eligible for discounts. CPR health reporter John Daly explains hospitals dispute the claims.
A 2022 state law requires hospitals inform patients of their rights, screen them to see if they qualify for financial help, and offer discounts to patients who qualify. The nonprofit Colorado Consumer Health Initiative examined websites and made calls in English and Spanish to 89 hospitals. The group's Sophia Hennessy says many aren't complying.
Information was out there, but absolutely not at the level we want it to be.
The Colorado Hospital Association says hospitals work diligently to comply, and they provide financial help for those who need it. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Parents testified before the State Board of Education this week that all Colorado schools need to implement screening for dyslexia. They're worried that education officials are considering waiting 3 to 4 years because of costs. Experts say if children are identified early in school, they can be taught to read. Parent Anna Libita says getting help for her dyslexic sixth grader wiped out her family's savings.
This year, I have a dyslexic kindergartner, and I'm terrified because our family's personal resources are dried up.
Parents told stories of their children's depression, anxiety, and even suicide. Colorado is one of 7 states that doesn't mandate screening for dyslexia. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range. It's highs in the mid-50s, close to 60 in Grand Junction, and cooler tomorrow and through the weekend. This is CPR News, NKRCC.